Okay, so it's a good thing we're doing something, though, that's a bit standalone, because people are still on vacation. So in the middle of the Gemara in Daf Chof Dalet, I actually put the Gemara here on the page, the Gemara had mentioned the Machlokas, or possibly not Machlokas, of Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. And the Gemara had said that Rishon Gamliel had said that anytime you have to say Havei Mitzodim, it's not that new that that's forbidden, right? Anytime you still have to say come and let's hunt, so then it is Aser. So the Gemara says, the source one, that Amar of Yosef, Amar Yehuda Marshmol, Halacha Shimon ben Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rishon ben Gamliel. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye said to him, Halacha Michlal de Plige. Right, when the Tanakhama gives all types of rules, right, that you can't write hunt things in a bibur gadol, all that discussion. But if you say that halacha like Rishon ben Gamliel, that you're only allowed to hunt that which is already that you don't have to say bring me a trap and hunt it, that means that he's not just explaining the principles earlier in the Mishnah of bibur gadol, bibur katan. But isn't he just explaining? Right, he's not arguing on the Tanakhama. He's just explaining, and he's saying that's the principle. The principle is if something is fully trapped, so then it's mutter to take it because it's already trapped. And if it's not fully trapped, so then it's usher to trap it because it's not fully trapped. That's it. So Amar Leh my nafkalach mina. He said, "Who cares? Right? What difference does it make to you? I don't understand. If you think that looks like Rishon ben Gamliel, who cares if he's arguing or explaining?" It's true, Lamaisa, that if I say, if the halacha is like Rishon ben Gamliel, who cares if the halacha is like Rishon ben Gamliel because he agrees with everybody, or the halacha is like Rishon ben Gamliel because he doesn't agree with everybody, but we possibly like him. What do you care what I mean? So Amar Leh, so he says to him, Gemara Gemara Zimarasa Tehei. And what I want to do today is just try to understand that line. What do the words Gemara Gemara Zimarasa Tehei mean? Okay, that's what I want to do today. It's a bit more of an academic sheer, a bit of an out of the box. But let's I think once in your lifetime you got to do it. So here's what I'm doing. So what does it mean? So there's two radically different ways of reading that line. Right, this is a Chavdalet Amud Aleph. Right, if you have it, but I just gave you everything here. I actually have more sources than is here. I can send it to you. I had put this actually together. Originally, I wasn't sure I was going to give shir on it. I just made a source sheet for myself on Svari. I just sort of like did research, and then usually I don't make my source sheets public. I just do it for myself. Here I made it public, and I don't know, like 70 people have looked at the source sheet. So apparently people are interested in this. So yeah, though I gave it a better name. I called it like, is Torah a song? But we'll see why I said that in a minute. So what does this mean, right? Gemara Gemara is in Rasa Tehei. So Gemara Gemara is, right, what we learn, Zimarasa Tehei, should be a song. Now, so how do you read that? So Rashi takes it one way. Rashi says this is a rhetorical question. And it goes like this. Mashal Shotimhu. It's a saying that you know, not smart people say. Come on. Zvon Vizavin Tagre. He gives another example from Baba Metzia. And he says, but this is how it goes. Kach. Gemara Gemor. What is Gemara Gemara? So Omer le Talmid Shote. Lamod Hein Emet Hein Shibush Vehele Chal Zemer Bashir. Right, you say to him, what, you know, do you not care what the truth is? It's just a song, right? To go learn something, right? If it's just a song, right? Just go learn something else. But it's rhetorical, meaning Gemara Gemara is Marasa Tehei. Is the Torah merely a song that I don't care about the truth? No. The truth matters, and therefore it doesn't matter if who cares if there's no halachic nafka mina? You haven't missed much. I did hashlamon on last week, but now we're just trying to understand this line. Gemara Gemara is a marasa tehei, right? What the Gemara says?
The answer is it is a song.
Well, we'll come to it. We're going to get there. So Rashi takes this rhetorically, right? Rashi says, no, the Torah is not a song, or we'll come back to it, not merely a song. It's probably a better translation of that line, but he thinks it's rhetorical. And what is he telling him? He's telling him, look, you think that it doesn't matter who said what it means. I don't get it. What do you want from me? Truth matters, so zil. If truth matters, truth matters. Okay. The numbering on this got so messed up. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Now, you can read this. Now, this line comes up in many places in Shas. And the truth is that this read is plausible in the next, I can give you all the examples, but it's plausible in Avodah Zarah as well. You have a similar case there, also Rishum and Gamliel. The Rishum and Gamliel, Omer Bizman Sheakarish, Shalom Agul, Asr Mishal Mutter, fine. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehud, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kirashbag, Amr Le Abaye, Halacha Michal Paplige, Amr Le, Mainafkal Chamina, Amr Le, Gemara Gemara's Maras today, right? Exact same structure, right? The Halacha is like Rishum and Gamliel. Is he arguing or is he explaining? What do you care? I care because Gemara Gemara's Maras today. Rashi reads it again. It's rhetorical. Is the Torah a mere song? No. Okay. The problem is that in Erevin, Daf Samach, this explanation is very, very difficult for the following reason. The Gemara there says as follows. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Ha dirbi Yitzchak Gemara osvara. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, again, right, the same characters. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, that which Rav Yitzchak had said, is it a tradition or is it logic? Right. So Amar le manaf gochamina. So he says, what difference does it make to you, right? Why do you care whether it was a logic or it was a tradition? Amar le, Gemara Gemara is Marasa Tehe. So Abaye says to him, because Gemara Gemara is Marasa Tehe. Now, Rashi's explanation here doesn't make any sense. Right? It's Abaye talking again. He's not saying rhetorically. This seems to be an answer, right? Rabbi Yosef says to him, why do you care whether it's a Misora or whether it is it's a logical argument, and he answers him, Gemara Gemara Zemarasa Tehe. Now Rashi doesn't work, right?
Mm-hmm. So what did Rashi say there?
Well, I don't know if he actually even comments. Did he comment there? To look back if he actually comments. I'm not sure he does, but I have to look. So what's the other possibility?
Right.
So what's the other possibility? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos reads it differently. He says, "Shayela, Shayelo Kabbalah Mishum Tana Osvara, Shemisvara Haya Omer, Shekach Nireh, Afal Pi Sheein Shum Tana Shesover Kain, Velo Lifsok Alachaba Ella Shekach Hayu Dvarim Nireim." Right, so we had a Misura, right? Or is it a logic? Right, that was the question. Vika Amar, my naftu chlamina. And he said, what's the difference to you? He said, Klomar, hapaskinin le'el ki Rabbi Shimon. Didn't we already learn like Rabbi Shimon? Meaning we paskin this way, so why do you care whether it's a svara or a logic? Amar, umishani gmar gmar, chule. Meaning, mikol mankom yesh lanu lachkor veleida im gemara osvara. He says, no, I still want to know whether it's a gemara or a svara. I mean, how does Tosfos read it? Not as a rhetorical question.
We should be singing the song of the gemara.
Yeah, gemara gemara is a marasa tehei. Because if it's a tradition, then let's sing the tradition. Meaning, let's be fluent in it like a song. Let's sing the tradition. Let's know the tradition. Right? This is not rhetorical.
Right.
That's he's answering him. He said, if it's a Gemara, if it's a Misora, then I want it to be a song.
But could it also mean that the tradition prevails over logic?
Well, it doesn't, right? It's a hard read here, right? Because it seems to be, prevails? Yes, that's clear. It's clear that it's more important in that sense. It's more authoritative. But the phrase, Gemara, 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 Tehe, is right. Is a statement, is an answer, right? If it's a Misora, I want to learn it as a song.
How are those Steinzels? Does he have a note on that? Just out of curiosity.
Well, this is an
Erevin.
Can we get the Erevin?
What?
Just out of curiosity?
The Steinzels one? I could pull it up here. It's on Svaria. Yes, so you have it in Svaria, right?
Yeah.
You're pulling Svaria. So he has Steinzels, doesn't he?
I mean,
Steinzels,
there is a Steinzels on
Erevin. No, I'm saying they have it on Svaria.
This is more as an Erevin Samachal.
Samach, yeah. Samach. One second. I'll get it. What does Rashi say? Here we go.
What's Tosfot saying? Is he saying that you're required to get to the truth, or you're required to learn?
Yeah, no, Rashi doesn't say anything. I'm not crazy. Rashi doesn't say anything on that line.
Mm-hmm.
Steinsaltz should. Oh, let's see what Steinsaltz says.
Is it possible?
So Steinsaltz actually reads this like Rashi, right? He just says that, no, you can read this rhetorically as well. Meaning he says to him, is the Torah a mere song? I want to know whether it's Misora or Svara, meaning he just reads Rashi into this. Rashi actually doesn't say anything, but Steinsaltz reads Rashi into here. The problem is that structurally, right, it sounds not like that, right? Meaning you could read that in, right? You could say that he's just saying the same thing. He's saying, of course I care. The problem is, as Tosfos notes, the simple structure of the Gemara is that he's asking a question, Gemara or Svara. It's that key word there that makes it weird, meaning Gemara, Gemara, Svara, Satahe, and he says, that's a response to the question, Gemara or Svara. So, the Tosfos, where'd Alan go? He went to get the Steinsaltz. I'm not sure.
There's no Rashi on it.
Well, there isn't. That's what I said. I wasn't crazy. I was pretty sure if there was a Rashi, I would put it. No, it doesn't say anything.
Explain as an assertive statement rather than a rhetorical kind of contradiction.
Right, Gemara, Gemara, it's Marasate.
So, it's basically telling you to learn the Gemara and sing the song.
Yeah.
And he's singing the song of the Gemara. The music is not, an illogical medium. People who. Musicians, and like I couldn't go down, throw out a few notes on a thing and make Beethoven's their symphony, right? So it's an interplay. It's an interplay of many notes, but they have to interplay with themselves in a logical way. So if you just remove one of the notes, you change the sound of the whole music. What was he saying that? Everything in the Gemara is an integral part.
Yes.
There's an integral whole
Correct.
Of the Gemara.
And we're going to...
And there's no part of the Gemara that doesn't interplay with the other one and doesn't have some secondary effect on something somewhere.
Well, we're going to see that this is really the position that people are going to take, is that, no, it's asserting the Torah is a song, right? Right? One way could be in that way, and we'll see. There are many different explanations. Now, who said this, right? So the Aruch says this as clearly as you can get, right? The Aruch, who's the... I really don't know what happened with the numbering here, but the Aruch, right? If you just follow down the source sheet, the Aruch.
When you study Talmud, it is merely a song. It is a ritual. You study like the lyrics of a song that you do not understand.
Well, that's Rashi using Marshal Shoftim.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, the Aruch, though, explains very clearly, like Tosfos, and he says, what does the phrase mean? He says, Kabbalah hi biado, v'ra'ui ligrososa v'tiye befekim ashir. It's a tradition, and if it's a tradition, then it should be sung.
And songs were orally.
Well, we're going to come back to that point, that songs are orally, but we're going to come back to that in a minute. So you have a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Aruch, Rashi and Tosfos. How do you understand the words Gemara, Gemara, Zmara, Satay? Rashi says it's a rhetorical question. And the upshot of it is that the Torah is not a song, or not a mere song. Tosfos and the Aruch say no, it's a statement, it's an assertion. The Torah is a song, that's why we care, because in songs, you care to know the lyrics, right? You sing things so that you know the lyrics really well, right? It goes to both ways, right? In a song, you care about the lyrics, but more importantly, if you care about the lyrics, you'll get a tune for it, and that's really what it's going to be, not the first one, really the second one, is that if something is a tradition, you want to remember it. What's the best way of remembering it? Making it into a song. And therefore, when if you read it back into our Gemara, right, what is he saying? Rabbi Yosef says, so Abaye, what do you care? And he says, what do you mean, what do I care? Gemara, Gemara. It's a tradition. It's a marasadeh. I need it, right? It's a song, and I need to get it right. That's why I care.
So when Rashi is saying it rhetorically, it still means that you care and you want to find out what the truth is.
Correct.
And when Tosfot is not reading it rhetorically, he's still saying we want to know what the truth is. So they're both coming from the same...
But what are they arguing about, right? What they're ironically arguing about, therefore, is Torah a song, right? Meaning, is a song... Now, in the end of the day, this is a rhetorical... It's a semantic question, but it has a... It has an implication, and that's what we're going to see. Now,
I have to ask you, should we be proud of the Torah is solemn?
Yes.
Or should we be ashamed of the Torah is solemn?
Yes. Or a mere, but we'll see, because we might correct it.
The Torah is not a song.
But what we're going to come back to is that the Torah, like, the Gemara does think it's a song, and that's what I wanted to trace, right? This is a very different type of shit than we normally give. But, okay. So, first, let's try to trace this phrase, okay? So I gave you part of an article here by Professor Yud Aleph Efrati. I don't know who this is, but I found it. And he analyzes this phrase. Okay. You know, before I even read his, let me skip to one of the points he makes, which is actually fascinating, which is the source right after it. One of the things he notes, before we get into this phrase, is that there seems to be a machlokes, Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, about what? Does it matter to know something about Torah that has no halachic implications?
We just need to show from our do we have to have the Dosei Kelim?
Right, meaning, and it's the same person over and over. It's Rabbi Yosef says, Ma'inafkal Chamina, and Abaye says, Gemara Gemara is Rasa Dei. Now, however you read that, the point is that Abaye says it matters who says what, and Rabbi Yosef says it doesn't matter who says what.
Is this the Rabbi Yosef who lost everything and forgot his memory?
That's a bit ironic. So I don't know if that plays into it as much, but what is interesting is he notes in 3 is that there's another machlokes, Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, about Hilchas al Mashicha. Right? Uh-huh. Do we care about learning halachot that are not applicable until the time of Mashiach? So if you look at number 3, you know, this next number 3, however, the numbering just restarted, got messed up by this PDF, but whatever. But second to last source on the page, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Abaye had asserted something, and Rabbi Yosef said, what do I care? Hilchas al Mashicha. Why are you telling me this halacha? It's not relevant until the time of Mashiach. I don't care what you're saying. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, so what if it's not Lamaisa now? Elameyata Shechitas Kachim Lelisne. What, I'm not going to learn all of Seder Kachim. I'm not going to learn about the halacha Shechitas Karbanos because it's not relevant until Mashiach. Ella drosh v'kabal schar, achanami drosh v'kabal schar. We learn Torah because you get reward for learning Torah. It doesn't matter whether it's halacha lemaisa or not. So this professor Efrati points out that it seems like this machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Abaye isn't a one-off machlokes. It's like a worldview machlokes.
Ashkafic.
Yeah, it's a ashkafic machlokes that Abaye says the Torah is more than tachlis, and Rabbi Yosef says no, Torah is tachlis, because it's not like it's a one-time thing. It's not like Abaye accept. It's not like it seems like it's not like Rabbi Yosef accepted Abaye, right? They constantly had this debate every time it came up. Rabbi Yosef would say, "Here's the, you know, this is what it is." My navlachamina. Abaye would say, "Gemara Gemara Zerasa Dehei, Halachas al Mashicha. Why are you learning this? It's not relevant." Abaye would say, "Joshua Gadol Schar, because I care about learning things. There's reward in it." And he argues that this is actually just a shitati machlokas, right? One of them is the posik, one of them is the lamdan, right?
It goes into what people used to learn, which countries learn different Gemaras. Right?
Yes, exactly. And if you look now at his article, he now tries to trace the phrase. And he says, and then he explains it. He said, why do they even have this machlokas? Meaning, okay, it's nice to show they have this machlokas. But he tries to trace this phrase and their machlokas. So he says, okay. Mitoch hamilonim, nimtzaim anu lemedim, shapirush zumorasa, or zumorta, or whatever it is, nigun mutal besafek. Said, it's hard to tell what exactly is the word zimorasa to mean. Okay? Said, me'anyena davar, shalos samu lev lakach, shamila zimorta, ba'a b'chola mikarot shalofaneinu bivav. V'ilu Hashem zimrasa shenyano zemer v'nigun k'ktuva b'livav. Said, I'm not sure that this means song at all. Because it's zimmarasa. A song in Aramaic is zimmarta, right? Or zamrasa or something. Zimmarta is a bit of a weird phrase. What does zimmarasa probably mean? Now, I'm not claiming he's right, but it's an interesting attempt anyways. He might be right for all I know. I'm not a grammarian. What is zimmora?
It's a branch. Isn't
it's a branch.
Right.
It's a branch that you prune, right?
Right?
So he says, "Al kain hini matzila va'er pibitgam ze et Hashem zimorasa muvan shel baal zimora hainu baal shilton misha shilton biado He said it means branch or stick. He said, I think what Zimarasa means is the person who holds the stick, meaning the person who has power. What would that mean? He said, Rave Tosefta, Muvan Zematsuetoar, Baal Zmora, become a Komo, Bikarod. He said, you do find this, that the Baal Zmora is the person who holds the scepter, essentially, right? Or holds the or the punishment staff, right? Like the, you know, the beating stick, the rod. Imkach Nivaer. Said, but if it means that, then it makes sense in the mouth of Rav Yosef. He notes that in the Gaonim's Girsa, it flips. Rabbi Yosef is the one who says, Abayi is the one who says, Halacha miklal de pligei, and Rabbi Yosef says, Gemara Gemara Zemarasa Tehei. Says, why? Klomar, Melamed Rabbi Yosef et Abayi tachlito shel alimud mahi. Rabbi Yosef is teaching Abayi the point of learning. Vihila das Rabbi Yosef hat tachlitit bioter. Rabbi Yosef says to him, Gemara Gemor Zemarasa Tehei, the one who knows the halacha, who knows the tradition, Zemarasa Tehei will be the one holding the stick, will be the leader, will be the one in charge. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef is Sinai. Rabbi Yosef is known for knowing everything, not for being a great lamdan. That was Rabbah. Rabbah Oker Harim, Rabbi Yosef Sinai. Right. He just knew everything. What did he know? He knew the halacha. So he said, Abayi said, oh, my nafkalacha mina. Right? And he said, he flipped it. He said, Rabbi Yosef says, no, I do care about the tradition in this version. L'shita zu, matzu gam remez bamikra, v'yadu adrashato shel Rabbi Yochanan, ki b'tachbulo tase lacha milchama. Where do I know that this could mean that? Because he said, sometimes you have this notion that who wins the war of Torah? Do one who holds the chavilah? Now, we think of chavilah as a bundle, but it's a bundle of sticks. Chavilah shel Torah, v'atama, the tshuva shenish chamer tzor l'bavel, Sinai adif. Acharei drasha zeh Rabbi Yochanan sidrud divrei Rabbi Yosef shekaral tmoed hakatuv haynu his daha is dahut gmura imarayon hamuva bikatuv zeev rav tvuot bekoach shor. So he said barur efo Rabbi Yosef savar shashita movila letachlit haretzuya belimara Torah hi shinun halachot. Rabbi Yosef thought that the point of learning was halacha. Valkein what?
Mishnah Berurah. Do you want Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah. Valkeinu onel abaya shilato anal. So what does he say? Gemara gemara zemarasa tehei. Hainu im talameda hakabalot the keitza nifsechu halachot tiye bal zmorav. Hainu bal shilton. If you learn, no, not halacha lamaisa. If you learn halacha lamaisa, you will be kisai sinai voker harim sinai adif. Because the Gemara paskins that the one who knows everything is better than the one who's a good lamdan. Hamakel, Komar Shilton, Nimsar Bide Anshala Chava Maasev, Velo Bide Baal Lea Mechgar Val Pilpul. Me'anien Lashvot Bekesh Lekach Devei Rav Huna Begemar Sanhedrin, Ki Avi Nafik Ladina Amar Hachi Afiku Lamani Chanus Hamakel Ritzua, Makel Ritzua Heim Kli Avadosh Shal Shofet, Nosh Menadina Mitoch Halacha Psukar. He said, you hide this language in other places. And then he said, what happened? V'meshach Hazman Nishkach Ma'otau Shal Apidgam. Eventually, people forgot, right? This is right after, right? Right? People forgot what it meant,
right?
And they eventually called it, right, interpreted his song, and flipped it and read it rhetorically. So how does he read this? This is very academic, this theory. He said, maybe this is, we totally misunderstand it. It goes like this. The Gaonim flip it. Abai says to Rabbi Yosef, my nafil chamina. Right? What does it matter? And he says to him, it matters to know the halacha, because the one who knows the halacha, psuka, who knows the conclusion, is the Baal Zimara. He's going to be Sinai. He's the one with the power. That's why I care to know the bottom line. Now, as he notes, it still continues, right? Right, he still knows. Abaye and Rav Yosef are still having this machlokas, meaning Abaye, Rav Yosef says, what do I care? I care about the halacha psuka. Abaye cares about nafkaminas, and right, he cares about, or that he maintains. But he said, maybe the phrase really started the other way, that it was a statement, that what matters is psak. Right, so now you really get three interpretations of this, right? You get Rashi, who says it means, is the Torah merely a song, such that I don't care about the details? You get the Aruch and Tosfos who say, the Torah is a song, that's why I care about the details. And then you get this flip that he has, which is, no, psak is what gives you power, and that's why I don't care about how we got to the psak, I care about the psak, because that's what gives you power.
Except that doesn't fit with the...
Well, they have a different girsa. I mean, that's the thing, they have a different girsa. Right? They flip all the names, and they have different versions of the Gemara.
They flip the names, so that doesn't fit with the Masechet Sanhedrin, where it's still, even if the names flip,
the third, number three,
because he says Kabel Schar.
Just afterwards.
Oh, you mean that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's explicit. It's for the sake of the Drisha.
Well, that's what Abaye... So I don't think he flips the name on that one. That's Abaye.
Right.
So there it's not flipped.
There it's not flipped, right? I think. Now you have to look through all the manuscripts whether this is true. But this is his theory, right? Is that originally it meant nothing to do with this. This was actually an assertion that we only care about, you know, Sinai. We care about getting the information down. I don't care about the Hakiris. I don't care about it. I just care bottom line. And the person who knows the bottom line is the one with power. And again, this is the fundamental machlokas. Abaye and Rav Yosef.
What was he saying about Bavel versus Eretz?
Because that's just the context of the Gemara. They sent the question to Eretz Yisrael. They asked the question, who's better?
Okay.
But that's sort of a possibility. But let's stick with the classic, right? That it means song in one way or the other. It either means the song rhetorically or it means the song, like an assertion, it is a song. Okay. But here's the thing. Either way, I don't think it's true the way presented originally, right? Are we ashamed? Would we be ashamed of a Torah which is a song? Or would we be proud of a Torah which is a song? I think that everyone agrees we're proud of the Torah which is a song. The only question is, how do you read this line? Is it a mere song? Or is it a song? But everyone agrees that it is a song. They just don't want it to be a mere song. Why do I say that? Right? I mean, you understand the difference between what I just said? Meaning, Tosfos will say, or the Aruch will say, the Torah is a song. That's something to be proud of. Right? Or you should... And Rashi will say, it's not a song. But I want to argue that Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's not a mere song. Why do I think that? I'm not just saying this because I want the Torah to be a song. I don't really care whether, right? I don't have a personal vested interest. I have a Gemara reason to say what I'm saying. And that is number four. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Shvatya, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol hakorei b'lo ni'ima, v'shone b'lo zimra, alav hakatuv omer, v'gam ani nezadi lahem chukim lo tovim. Anyone who learns Torah shebal peh, Torah shebichtav, without ni'ima, which is the ta'amim, right, without the trup, or shonen, meaning learns mishnayot, learns Torah shebal peh, without a tune, The Torah says about him, I gave him laws which are not good. Maskef lo Abaye. Abaye said to him, Mishum de lo yada levasume kala. Mishpatim lo yichyu bahem karispe. He doesn't have a good voice. He's not musical. So you say that the Torah, he won't live by the Torah. I mean, what do you care so much if people are musical? Ella, that's not what I mean. I don't mean you got to be musical. What do I mean? Ella kedir misharshia to Amar. Shnei tamin chamei ma yoshim virachas veinochan zezeb halacha aleim akasav omer vegamani nasati lem chukim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. He said it must mean something else. But what did, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said that you have to the Torah, you have to sing the Torah? So he meant, seemingly, and this is what is very simple. The Torah was learned baal peh, and it's much easier to learn things baal peh
with a rhythm,
with a tune. Yeah. He doesn't mean, right. The challenge was, how can you blame someone for not being musical? But presumably, he also didn't mean anyone to be musical. What was his point? Is you should learn the Torah with a zemer to remember it.
It's like George Farkas' son, I think it was a couple of years ago in Akira, basically said when they did the grinding of the spices, they did it to a shear, to the Levian did it to a shear. Of course, why they did it to a shear? Because it's very repetitive. You can get very bored if it's repetitive. When you have a rhythm.
Right, and here, especially when doing the thing about pet, right, it helps you, you know.
I can certainly understand that, being a shiva, like.
Yeah, and I think what he's telling him is, look, no. Right, he's saying you should make the Torah a song, and if that's what it means, right, then it makes a lot of sense. You look at the earlier Gemara, what is he saying? Both Rashi, what's Rashi saying? Or, well, let's take Tosfos and the Aruch. What are they saying? The Torah is a song. You should know it like a song. I mean, you should care enough about the details, how, like you would a song. Right? If you say it with a tune, you'll remember it. You remember the whatever song it will be. Your favorite song, you know. You know the details. You know the nuance. You know every weird thing about the tune. The tune helps you. And the Torah should be like that. It should be a song in your mouth. And even Rashi, when he says it's a zemer, right? It's not a zemer. What he means is, it's not a zemer at all. It's not a mir zemer, meaning it's not a song that we don't care about. It's a song that we do care about.
It's like the Aruch is basically the same.
Right. Well, the Aruch it's clear, but even Rashi, I think, is going to say it's not a mir song. Now, it's interesting that you can push this farther. You could say that this is just about the Torah being a song for the purpose of memory. But it's not telling you that the Torah is a song. But the Gemara does seem to be saying more than that. It's not just about memory, because the Gemara is saying, if you don't sing the Torah with a song, then the Torah isn't good for you. Now, we push back on that. But what is even the intuition? It's not just that you don't care about it. There's a certain level of joy, presumably, in singing. You're supposed to enjoy it as well. And if you look at number 5 here, in the Sefer Be'erot HaMayim, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Ruminer writes, this is astonishing. Yeah, this is I believe so. Definitely. But this is astonishing. Well, he says, right, so what does he say? Amar Bazeh, he takes a very extreme approach to say, yes, the Torah is a song and we should celebrate that it's a song. He says, Amar Bazeh, Shekol Mishal Meit Gemara, Hu Yachol Liyot Bal Tfilah V'Chazan. What do I learn from this? That anybody who learns Torah is clearly capable of song in a halachic sense. Right?
What?
No.
They sing to go.
But the truth is, so do Litvaks.
Even more so.
And the Temanim, they have a whole, right? They have a very, very, very rigid tune. Okay. The notion that the Torah is or might be a Zimmer also comes up a lot. So, for example, you look at 6, the Gemara says, Darash Rava, Mipnei Ma Nenash David. Why was David punished? Because he referred to the Torah as Mirot. Shenemar as Mirot, Ayelacho Kecha Bevet Megori. Amar Leah Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Divrei Torah Kasuv And hatefeinecha bo ve'inenu hatakareh etz miros. You're going to call the Torah song? Hareini machshilcha medavar shafilu tinoko shel b'israban yodinoso. Then I will make you stumble even with that which a child knows. Dechsev v'neka haslan asana ki avos hakodesh ve'izyatye ba'agalta, etc., etc., etc. So he gets punished for calling the Torah a song. But here, clearly, what's the context? Not song, but mere song. And I think the Gemara is sort of walking this fine line between saying that it is a, it's not a song, and
he
saying
took it too lightly, or
yeah, right, he didn't, or something like that. I mean, look, you look at it again. In skip to 8 for a moment, the Gemara says as follows: Tan Rabbanan, Hakari Pasuk Shoshir Ashirim, the Oso Oso Kimin Zemer, the Hakari Pasuk Beis Mishtos Blos Mano Mevi Ra'al Olam. If someone reads a Pasuk of Shir Ashirim and makes it into a song, and someone who says reads a Pasuk in a party, in a drunken whatever party house, whatever it is, in the wrong time, he brings evil to the world. Because the Torah puts on sackcloth and comes to God. And says to God, your children have made me like a joker's harp. Amr, a scorner's harp. Amr la. So God defends the Jewish people. Biti. What else should people do when they're eating and drinking, if not sing psukim? Amr lafana, Rabbanu shel Olam. Say divrei Torah. In Bali Mikra, hein yasku b'Torah nevidim m'ksuvim. In Bali Mishnah, hein yasku mishnah v'alachos v'akados. V'im Bali Talmud, hein yasku v'alachos v'ilchos pesach v'pesach v'ilchos tzeres v'ilchos chag v'chag. Right? If they know Tanakh, let them learn Tanakh. They know Halacha, let them learn Halacha. They know Mishnah, let them learn Mishnah. And Hayid, Rishim ben Elazar, Rishim ben Chananya, Kolakari pasuk bizmano, maybe tovah l'olam. If you read the pasuk at the right time, you bring good to the world. Shneimar v'devar b'yito matov. So Rashi here says in 9, Hakorei shir ashirim v'osuzuk min zemer shekorei b'negina acheres she'enu nakud ba v'osu osakim min shir. So Rashi says, what does it mean when you say the Torah is a zemer? It doesn't mean the Torah isn't a zemer. It is a zemer. He said, what's the problem if you take a pasuk and you read it without the tamim? Meaning, you make it into a different type of a song. Even from Shir Ashirim, the Ikaro Shir Asur, La Soso, Kamin Shir. You can't make it like a song. Well, that's what Rashi says. But no, Rashi clearly thinks this is Asur. Ramosha notes that. So Ramosha notes that Ramosha finds impossible this way, that it's Asur to sing Psukim ever, except for in Tefillah or at a wedding. Right? This is Ramosha's Tshuva. Twice, actually, in Yerdeh Beis, Chelek Tshuva Kufman Beis, and he's in Archaim Dalet Kufta Zayin or something. I once asked for Reuven Feinstein, and he said nobody paskins like his father. But Ramosha paskins like Rashi. But even what do you see from Rashi? Rashi clearly here says, what does it mean? Osen osokim in zemer. Osen osokim in zemer doesn't mean that the Torah isn't a song. It means you can't make the Torah into a mere song. Right? Because he's saying, if you read it in the Tamim with its normal tune, then that's good. The problem is that when you take it out of context and you read it in some other tunes, you're making it,
like
you
a
know,
pop song.
What?
Yeah, like a pop
song. Yeah, a pop song. I mean, not the proper song. So I think a more plausible way of reading this whole thing, the Aruch is clearly asserting that the Gemara says, Gemara said Gemara, Gemara said today, the Torah is a song. Isn't it not a song? You can't make it Ozokim in Zemer. The answer is no, you can make it Kamin Zemer. It's just there's a difference. There's mere song, and then there's good type of song. The Torah is the good type of song. It's not a mere song. And that's what the Gemara is trying to get at. If you look at 7, right, there does seem to be this level at which this was the way they learned, where first sort of they ran through it without understanding it. Right? I mean, what is really the upshot of a song? It's saying a mere song at least, so they don't really understand it. But the truth is, that's really how they learned. That Amar Rava Mikra Umishna Mimatalalta Vetani Bar Mitalalta. The Gemara had said that you have to learn in a sukkah, both Tersh B'chav and Tersh Bal Peh. Elsewhere it says you can learn it outside. So he said, Lokasha Hala Migras Habi Yune, depends. Are you doing it the first time around, where you're just getting the girsa straight, or when you're ma'ayin in it? And there clearly is these two levels to Torah. That first, you got it straight. And we already said, how do you get things straight? That's how the Aruch said it. You get things straight by singing it. Then you have to be mayin in it. Meaning, the goal is not that Torah shouldn't be a song, but it shouldn't remain only a song. Like, yes, you need to sing it. You got to get the words right. You've got to know it. But then you've got to take it a step further, and you need to be mayin in it.
So if you have a Masorah that you have to sing Gemara in a certain way, you have to do it that way? Is that what it's saying?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought one more minute. And if you look at the Yad Ramah, this is how the Yad Ramah reads the whole sugya in Sanhedrin. And he says like this. Ten Rabbanan, this is number 10. Akari pasuk mishir ashir mosu sik min zemer, afilu shorur bar lakadosh baruch shalonitan el akros b'dam shabo v'lo b'derach zemer. So the first position, he says, is like Rashi, that you aren't allowed to sing the song, you're only allowed to read it with tamim, but not as a song. V'yesh lefarech, and some people say no. Hani mili mandekar lederech schok. You can't read it, you can't sing the psukim as a joke. Avoman demechavein l'shabuche v'lekut shabrichu, but if you want to sing the psukim as praise to God, derech nigun, and you want to use a tune, shabir dami, that's a good thing. Umilsa tzricha yuna, I got to look into it. Right, so the second position of the Rama is explicit, that what does it mean? You can't make it a mir song. You want to make it into a shevach l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. You just can't make it into a mir song. Okay. But there is another possibility here. And this I found... Well, I found this fascinating.
How many poems did he write?
Oh my God. He wrote everything. He wrote everything. But this I found in the Daf Al Daf in Avodah Zarah, and this is just fascinating. So this is just fascinating. Okay, Hagan Rabbi Yosef Engel Kasev B'Sefer Otsros Yosef Kasev Levar Bazel Pi Divrei Gemara Avodah Zarah. Amar Reish Lakish Kol Osik B'Torah B'Layla Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Avuchot Shal Chesed B'Yom Shnei Mar Yomam Yisav Hashem Chazdo B'Layla Shirawi Mi. Anyone who learns Torah at night, so God will put a string of grace over him. Matam Yom Amisav Hashem Chasdo. How do they get this? They say, "Who will? Why during the day does God give you His grace and kindness?" Mishum Debalayla Shiro Imi. Because at night you sang to me. I can lashon a Gemara. Va'ayri gam sham b'Torah shebal peh. Kach meimra de'iruvin tidei da'ayri b'Torah shebal peh. The context is Torah shebal peh. V'zeh tam uvalayla shiro imi dilim Torah shebal peh hu derech. Zimra Vishir Kimvor Migmila. And that's what you're doing at night, because at night you're supposed to be learning Torah Shabbal Peh, that's the context. And Torah is a song. Hakori Beloni Ima Vishone Belo Zimra Lavakazwamur Gavanasina Zadilam Chukim Lotovim. Harachel Itzel Kore Dainumi Mikra Torshabhtav, his gear rak ni imash inin zimra, Vishir rak ni imata temim levad. Masha ain kane eitzel shoneh duhum. Mishnah Torah Shabbal Peh is Gir Zimra. The Kain Amruzal Gamkin Mekama Duchde Gemara Gemara Zmarasa Tehe. Harisha Limud Torah Shabbal Peh Mishnah Ugemara Deracha Bezimra Vishir Vizel Shamar Uvalilo Shiro Imi. He said, "Okay." He said, "Really, there is a difference between Shir and Zimra." Right, what's the difference? That Torah shebichtav is
shir.
What?
Shir is Torah
Shabbal
Peh.
It's Torah Shabbal. No, sorry. So he says Torah Shabbal Peh is shir b'zemer. Right, and that's what you're learning. Okay, but. If you continue here, he quotes the Adderet. He said, "Inyan zekos v'gon Adderet zas abasifra tila David that
Does he say them both? In other words, he says Torah Shabbal Peh who dared zimra vishir.
Right. No, sorry. So the Osher Yosef just says it's the, what he's talking about Torah Shabbal Peh because Torah Shabbachtav is Rav Yosef Engel says Torah Shabbachtav is not a song, it's just you read Benima. Torah Shabbal Peh is a song. But the Adderet has a much more compelling read here. And he says as follows. Amar Reish Lakish, Ka'ozik B'Torah B'Layla, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshech V'Chud Shal Chesed, B'Yom Shneh Mar Yomam Mishav Hashem Chazdo B'Layla Shiro Emo, Yesh La'ir K'sas, V'Sot D'Lam En Hei, Amar Rava, Shenene, Shtav Ramelech, Alav Ashal Moshe Kara, L'Divrei Torah Zmiros. And this brought it all together. So the Gemara criticizes David because David said the Torah is a zemer. Right. The Torah is a zemer. So I'm a chedusha gadol beiruvin sheik shekiyah gavna. And then Marsha had this question. So the Aderet said as follows: you're messing this all up. Ulai shira luchud is mirat luchud. There's a difference. What's the difference? Ayin tamid didarach sham haosik b'tor b'layla shchina kenegdosh nemar kumaroni b'layla v'ayin b'achor ayin tefila shor adam nishmad al v'esek knesset shalom shalom rav etfila. Perish Rashi, and he quotes all this. Look at the next paragraph. Nira hakavana apima sham rabim shili megillah lamed beis hakore below ni'ima v'shone below zimra. So the Gemara was very specific. Torah below ni'ima.
Right?
Kore below ni'ima, shone below zimra. Torah shebaal peh is zimra, Torah shebechtav is ni'ima. Allah b'katzvom regamani nisati lem chukim l'tom yishvidim bal yichyubahem. The katzvah Tosa shriya shayishon baal peh regin l'shanas shem shanas b'zimra. And Tosa said the reason they learned Torah shebaal peh b'zimra is because they learned it baal peh. Umashma demikra hayu korim b'tameh v'zeu b'ni'ima d'kamar. Which implies the Torah shebichtav they read with the trap, u'mishnayot b'zimra, and the mishnayot with zimra. Zeu kavanan abayi v'shabes namar gemara gemoras marasa tehei ki rak lizmirot be'alma nigmor gemara hazimra hu rak litain tevel b'nima mira avlo ha'ikar hanigun ashlo nishma v'navin dvarenu. Said what's zemer? Zemer is a tune where the words are the ikar, and the tune is secondary to it, because you're just using it to remember the words. Kilashon haKatuv kitvu lachem et hashira zot shehi haTorah. But the Torah isn't a zemer; it's a shir. What's he saying? What's the difference between shir and zemer? Shir is where there's a formal tune, and zemer is an informal tune. The Torah isn't a zemer, it's a shir. Why? Because the tune is integral to it. It has a set ni'ima. Torah shebichtav, Torah shebaal peh rather, is a zemer. Because the tune isn't fundamental to it. Right? It doesn't have a set tune. Shir is a formal song. And zemer is a informal tune. And if you take it through the Gemara, so what does it therefore mean? It goes like this: Torah shebichtav isn't a zemer at all. Torah shebichtav is a shir.
Structure.
It's a structured song. That's the problem, right? Rashi says, what does it mean? Hakore pasuk shoshir sirim vosuz okmin zemer. What's the difference between a zemer and a shir? A shir is a formal song with formal tunes. So Rashi says, yeah, if you call a pasuk a zemer, meaning just a sort of a melody, that's a problem because the Torah isn't. The Torah is a formal shir. When David called it a zemer, what was he talking about? Torah sheh bichtav. And God said, no, the Torah isn't a zemer. The Torah is a shir, meaning the tune is integral to it. It's not a, right? It's not just something that you play around with a tune. It's formal. It's a formalized, structured poem with a tune to it, with a guide to it. It's a holy song. Torah shebaal peh
is a creative side.
Yeah, it's a zemer. The ikar is the words, but it's important to say with a tune also. But not a, you don't need a formal tune for Torah shebaal peh. And therefore, the way the Aderet reads it, right? So where, what is the Aderet saying? No, all of Torah is a song. It's just Torah shebaal peh is a sheer song, a formal song with a tune, and you can't make it less, because if it's a formal song and you come up with a different tune, right? I mean, which is different than the ni'imah, then you're demoting it from a formal song to a mere melody. But Torah is a sheer, but Torah shebaal peh is a zemer, where the words are the ikar, the tune is not integral to it, but it's important to have a tune. It doesn't matter what tune, but it's important to have a tune. Why? Because it makes sure that you remember it, that you say it with joy, and that you have it with a, right, that you're engaged with it.
Is he saying this is what Rashi means?
Well, it works very well for Rashi. It works very well for Rashi.
It works so well for Rashi. It works much better for
Rashi. Well, I mean, it works well for Rashi in Sanhedrin.
Sounds like a Rashbam Shita.
No, well,
you interpret things literally, and you don't go for the Agadic.
He doesn't say anything about Agadic. He's talking about tunes. He's talking about tunes.
Okay, the interpretation basically, the Torah sound is basically structured, and you know, you learn it a certain way. Torah Bapeh, you learn it a completely different way.
That's true, but he doesn't weigh in on what that is. And Rashbam and Rashi aren't necessarily that far apart, but that's a share for another time. But
Rashi doesn't distinguish. In the Rashi that you started in number 2, he says Zemir Bashir in one sentence.
No, but Rashi in number 9, right, or the second number 9, does distinguish. Right? That by Torah Shabal Peh, he says Shikara Benigina Acheres Sheinu Nakud Bavoso Kamin. Well, no, you're right, he does say Shir. Right, he does share, right? It doesn't work for what Rashi actually says, but it works for what Rashi means, right? Meaning that linguistic distinction works in the Gemara on the ethos of Rashi, right? The direction of Rashi, even if Rashi himself seemed not to have recognized this linguistic distinction. The Ben Yoyada is the one who makes the connection. I put it here at the end between the it wasn't the Efrati, it was the Ben Yoyada that makes the connection to Hilchos Al Mashiach. But what comes out, just to summarize it, right, is that Rashi says Gemara as Rosh today is rhetorical, right? Tosfos says, no, it's a statement. The Torah is a song. Tosfos and the Aruch, it's very easy to explain how they read the Gemara. They say, it is a song because you're supposed to remember it. You remember things that you sing. That's why the Gemara Megillah says you're supposed to sing it. Then why is David criticized for calling the Torah a Zemer? Because it's a mere song. The problem isn't that it's a song, it's that he's calling it only a song. That's a problem. That's why if you make a pasuk and shirim kamin zemer, that's a problem. The way the Adarit reads it is you have to tweak that and say no. Torah, shebal peh, is a zemer, but not a shir. It is a zemer, but it's not a shir. Why? Because the Torah shebichtav is a formal song, and that's why maybe you can't take a pasuk in the Torah and make it into a just with a melody, because the song part of it is integral. Zemer is more like an accompanying melody. Torah Shebal Peh has an accompanying melody because it shows chashivos, it helps you remember it, but the which tune you pick is not integral. But Bein Kach Ubein Kach, the Gemara is asserting that yes, Torah is a song, either a shir, a formal song, or an informal song, a zemer, a more sort of, you know, artistic, free-flowing poem song, but either way it is a song. And even Rashi, I think, who has the rhetorical one, can just say that the Gemara isn't denying the Torah is a song, it's just asserting that it's not merely a song. The second point that comes out of it, the Ben Yoyada's point, is that this whole thing may be a fundamental machlokas abayi and Rabbi Yosef, which is, do we care about things which aren't psak or not? Hence, Hilchos Al Mashiach. Efrati's argument that maybe we totally misunderstood this Gemara, and this Gemara isn't about song at all. This Gemara is about the Rabbi Yosef's assertion that what matters is knowing psak, because that's the baal zimora, that's power, and this is a totally different animal. The last thing I gave you, quickly, is just the Gemara in Shavuos seems to throw a wrench in this whole thing. Gemara in Shavuos says as follows, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mashmaus Darshan Ikabe Nayu. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the middle of a discussion in the Gemara, that the two people that Rav Sheshet and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva, they had a machlokes, but the machlokes has no halachic nafkamina. They were just arguing about which pasuk you get the halacha from, but they agree about the halacha, right? Mashmaus Dorshin. V'chena Rav Sheshet, Mashmaus Dorshin. Rav Sheshet agrees. Yeah, ikabeinayo. That's the difference. So Rav Sheshet, Machlokes Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara says, how do I know that Rav Sheshet thinks there's no difference between Rabbi Yochanan and, between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer? Because whenever he would say over this halacha, he would switch their names. Like he wasn't machbid to say that Rabbi Kiva said X, Rabbi Eliezer said Y, he would flip it around. Now this seems to throw a wrench into the whole thing, because here, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, according to Rav Sheshet, it doesn't matter who said what. Who cares? Who cares who said what? So how does that work? We've just gone through Gemara, Gemara's Marasotei, which whatever it means, the upshot of it is, don't you care what the Gemara says? So how do you solve this problem? So, one way is to say that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, right? That made, there were two opinions, right? And there was a whole ethos in the Gemara of people who said, if there's no halachic nafkamina, it doesn't matter. That's one possibility. The other possibility, though, is that if you look in 13, Rav Elchanan, in his introduction, sort of, to Kobetz Haros, in a page he calls Yidit Nechbadot, proves from this Gemara that if there's no halachic nafkamina, then it doesn't matter who said what.
There goes all the academics.
What?
All the academics.
Yeah, yeah, that she does it, whatever.
No, I mean that's...
Oh, you mean, yeah.
You mean like the...
Right, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter your size, right?
No, so again, now you could say, right, like I said, that maybe this just is a contradiction to Gemara and Moraz Masdei, or it's Rabbi Yosef's position, or whatever. But there's another possibility, which is that we haven't been totally meduyak. The case of Gemara Gemara Marasa Tehei, Rav Shimon and Gamliel and the Chachamim were staking out halachic positions. It may not matter for our psak who said what, but they were staking out halachic positions. In this Gemara, even Rabbi Kiva and Eliezer aren't staking out positions. They're only staking out drasha. Like, where do we get the halacha? But they both agree on the halacha itself. So you could come up with a more nuanced position, which is, it's not that it doesn't matter who said what, it does. But it only matters who said what when at least they themselves were staking out a halachic position. I mean, there's three things. One is, what is the halacha? Two is, what did Reuven and Shimon hold the halacha was? And the third question is, where did Reuven and Shimon get their halachot from? Everyone agrees that it matters. What is the halacha? Gemara Gemara Zemrasa Tehei, maybe a machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Abayi, does it matter who said what? Even if they did stake out different halachic positions, does it matter who said what if I know what the bottom line is? But there's a third case, which is, what if the original people were talking didn't stake out any positions in terms of halacha? They only took positions in terms of where it came from in the pasuk. Maybe there, even Abayi would agree that it doesn't matter, right? Maybe even Abayi only says, no, it matters to know what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold. But I don't care if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree on the bottom line. The only question is, which pasuk do you get it from? Maybe even he would be moda that it doesn't matter there. I don't know. So that's if you wanted to be miyashev, the sort of ethos of Gemara Gemara Zerasa Tehei, with this position, as Rav Elchanan understands it in Shavuos, that it doesn't matter who said what when there's a halachic nafkamina. If you don't want to, so then you just say it's machlokas, and this is the machlokas of Rabbi Yosef and Abaye that we saw. Okay, so that is Gemara Gemara.